This morning we hear about the widow in the gospel who gave everything that she had, which was only 2 cents to the temple. You know, this woman was very poor. You know, she was destitute and she had practically nothing. And yet she gave everything that she had as an offering to God. I think there's a couple things we can learn from this. And the first thing that we can learn is this woman had to have a very deep life of interior prayer. You know, no one decides to give away everything that they have and offer it to the Lord without there being some movement of grace internally within her. And so what did that movement of grace look like? Well, as vulnerable as this woman was, you know, she had practically nothing in terms of worldly goods, and she was a widow, so she didn't have a husband to protect her. But in the midst of her poverty, where did she turn? You know, she didn't turn to try and find like financial gain or security from someone else. In the midst of her poverty, she reached out to the Lord. And she knew that our Lord would provide for her. And she placed herself entirely into the hands of God. And if we think about a child, you know, running into the arms of their parents, knowing that their parents are going to protect them, that's what this woman was doing before the Lord God of Israel. And so the temple was meant to be a place, the one place in the entire world where God dwelled in a physical place and was present to his people. And so the temple itself was a sign of the protection of that our Heavenly Father for the people of Israel, that he would protect them and that he would bless them. And so going to the temple was an act of faith. You know, they were placing themselves under the Lord's protection. The church should be the same thing for us. This isn't just a random building. And going to Mass each Sunday isn't just another thing that we have to do on top of all the other responsibilities and obligations that we have in life. You know, this church is a consecrated place. It is a place where the God who created the entire universe physically dwells in the Eucharist, in the tabernacle, as a gift to us so that we can come into his presence. And we can lay ourselves down in our brokenness and place ourselves as a sacrificial offering before him with absolute trust, knowing that if we do that, if we place ourselves in our Lord's hands, that he's going to provide for us. He is the source of every good thing that we have in our lives. And if we offer ourselves totally to him and place ourselves in his hands, he's going to fill us with his life. And he's going to give us every good thing that he desires us to have. And so this is where we need to turn in the midst of our poverty. And none of us experience the physical poverty that this woman experienced, but all of us experience spiritual poverty, internal brokenness, guilt from sin, you know, desires that don't line up with what's authentically good, broken relationships with God and with our family members and with others. All of us experience spiritual poverty. And this is the place where we need to come and lay ourselves down before the Lord and seek his protection. The second thing that we can learn from this widow is that God sees everything, every one of our actions, even the smallest things. Things that no one else might notice or give any credence to. I bet you there were a lot of people with our Lord watching the same things that he was watching, and they probably didn't see or didn't even give any notice to this widow. But not only does Jesus see this widow, but he cares deeply. And in fact, he cares more about the 2 cents that this widow gave than the large donations that other people were offering. And so what our Lord was seeing was the total self-sacrifice of this woman. He saw the intention of love that she had, and it was pleasing to him. And so even the smallest actions, if we do them with great love, are very pleasing to God. And things that nobody else in the world might see, our Lord sees. And that might be a financial sacrifice, tithing, or giving an offering to God before we provide for our own needs, or offering money that we could have used on ourselves, you know, to go out to eat or to buy a nicer car, and we make a sacrifice to give to the Lord. The Lord sees that. Or it could be the sacrifice of our time and our energy. If we sacrifice our time to be with an aging relative and to provide for their needs or to help someone in need, when that means we're not going to have that time for ourselves and we're not going to have the time to do the things that we want to do, that sacrifice is pleasing to our Lord. You know, when parents say yes to the gift of life and embrace all the sacrifices that are necessary to raise a child and to raise them well in the faith. St. Therese once said, "I prefer the monotony of obscure sacrifice to all ecstasies. To pick up a pin for love can convert a soul." And so she said, the monotony of picking up a pin off the ground for love of God, she preferred that to ecstasies in prayer, where she was seeing visions or encountering God in prayer. And what she recognized is that doing one small action with great love is worth more than all the miracles and all the ecstasies and all the supernatural things that the saints experience. But what's key is that we allow the love of God to infuse our intention, even in the smallest actions. And so as we reflect upon these readings today, I encourage each one of us to strive for that interior conversion of grace that this widow experienced, to be able to run and place ourselves in our poverty, in our Father's hands, with absolute trust, knowing that this is the place to which we need to turn in our difficulties, and to make a self-offering to God, no matter how little we might feel that we have to offer, to offer our brokenness to a God, such a great God of glory and majesty, recognizing that he sees even the smallest actions. And if we do those with great love, that those actions are pleasing to him.